I'm Tabitha Safdie for the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance with My Telehealth.
South Carolina is leading the charge. They are on the ball and they're doing a great job down here.
As the 6th Annual Telehealth Summit of South Carolina wrapped up, Joe Coletti was blown away by the state's progress in the field.
Well, part of my job entails calling hospitals every day and asking them if they know about telehealth. I'm finding up in the Northeast, we're not as advanced as you are down here in South Carolina.
Coletti flew down from Boston to go to the summit. It's an annual conference in downtown Columbia, where telehealth experts share updates on local, state, and national levels. This year's summit drew more than 200 people.
I think one of the most important things that we learned is that there is a lot of passion and motivation, and folks want to help others.
Kathy Schwarting is the summit's organizer and executive director of Palmetto Care Connections.
And I think that room was full of telehealth champions, and I think they sort of decided to rise to the occasion. And I think they'll go back and do great work from what they learned.
The summit started by recognizing the significant impacts of telehealth in the past year.
We have a lot of success stories here within our state,
including a program that connects paramedics with mental health clinicians in Charleston County. Program Director Melissa Camp came to the summit to present, but she left with a head full of new ideas.
There's so much that it opens my mind to ideas of how we can better reach patients, how we can increase access to care, and telehealth is really the direction for most of that.
After a brief look back, the focus shifted to improving services in the future.
Where do we go from here? That it's great to have the funding, but what's the next stage to make sure that we are utilizing those resources that have been developed to benefit everyone?
Dr. Rick Foster is a senior executive for the South Carolina Hospital Association. He says the Palmetto State is a leader in telehealth, but there's still room for improvement.
I will say that we've made great progress in South Carolina, but being able to see how we match the practice of care and how telemedicine can shape that, we also need to be getting more and more guidance on how we change policies related to health care.
The Telehealth Summit brought in several industry experts from other states and one from Canada to share their experiences in this rapidly developing field.
I think there are quite a lot of similarities, you know, the geographic attributes, the percentage of rural communities.
Glad Epstein is the chief operating officer of the Ontario Telemedicine Network, one of the largest in the world.
I see this as an opportunity to learn, and with the interactions I've had with the leaders here and the physicians and the alliance, I think that South Carolina is doing some very innovative things, and we've got a lot to learn from you.
One of the biggest talking points this year was how to use telehealth resources to address the opioid crisis in rural communities of South Carolina.
Clearly, the telemedicine can make a difference as far as allowing for medication-assisted treatment, which is the recommended treatment for those who have opioid use disorder.
Dr. Rick Foster says it can also be a great benefit for providers who are seeing this problem in their practices for the first time.
It also could be a very effective platform for training more physicians and other practitioners on how to effectively provide treatment and care for those who are suffering with that chronic disease.
Ultimately, the organizers say they want providers to go back to their communities and work together to improve care and patients' lives in South Carolina. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at secetv.org/telehealth. The stories can also be heard on southcarolinapublicradio.org. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance.